Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, should Islamic da'wah be revamped for the modern day?
Islamic da'wah is the act of inviting non-Muslims to the religion of Islam. This can be done in various ways, including leafleting and seminars, and can be carried out in different places. Traditionally, Islamic da'wah was kept within the mosques, where non-Muslims would be invited to learn about the religion from an imam. Recently, new waves of initiatives have been seen rising across the globe. Such initiatives include the rose events, where sayings of the Prophet Muhammad were attached to roses and handed out to the general public. This Muharram, a new anonymous campaign called Who is Hussein, distributed leaflets, water bottles, and advertised on city billboards across the world in an attempt to introduce the Battle of Karbala to the world. Others choose to mobilize the social media world to spread the message of Islam. This week's Islam and Life asks, should Islamic da'wah be revamped for the modern day?
This is an important question. The world is changing, our societies are moving, and the people are communicating and being connected in new ways. While the very principle of calling to Islam, Ud'u ila sabili rabbik, it's calling in the way of your Lord, is something which is essential to the Islamic message. The first thing that we have to do is first to understand what is the very meaning of da'wah in the Islamic tradition and today, and then to look at all the means that are used by Muslim organizations, youth, and also Islamic organizations in Muslim majority countries in the West to spread the message, to make it clear about what is the very essence of the Islamic message. In a world where today, when we are listening to what is said in the media, very often in Western media, the perception of Islam is quite bad. So this is a counter message. It's also something which has to be clear, is when the people are very often insulting sometimes the Prophet, the Messenger, peace be upon him, how do the Muslims react, and in which way they have to spread the message, the very essence of this religion, the true message of who was the Prophet, peace be upon him, and who were the companions, and what is Islam in fact? These are critical questions, and to answer all these questions, I'm joined by Hussein Al-Hilli, the head of Ahlul Bayt Society at SOAS University. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start with a question, which is when we deal about with the new means and in which way we have to deal with this new reality, the new society. How would you define the concept of da'wah today and in the Islamic tradition? Because we talk about it in Arabic, it's an Arabic word, it's coming from the Quran, and still today, even among Muslims, is not understood and translated in the same way.
Yeah, so I think I'd go back to the traditional first and say that da'wah has come across as starting with commemorating the message inside the mosque, and through increasing, expanding that, it should attract people from the outside to come towards it. Now, whether that applies to our modern day society is another thing. And even if you look back through historical context, it wasn't always that was the only way to spread the message of Islam. If we say da'wah is simply spreading as opposed to commemorating, then maybe we need to redefine what spreading and da'wah actually means. Mm-hmm. So in today's world, I would say, for example, it's about being amongst the people. So speaking their language. And by language, I don't just mean their literal language. I mean their culture, their arts, being within their museums, within their their literature. This is something that I think that when you integrate into their world, that is the form of spreading.
And so let me come to this, because these are important questions as to the way we are reforming the way we deal with the very essence of the message, and we make it understandable for the people. But as would you say, and still be clear on this, because when we come back to the Quran, it is said, and I quoted the verse before, saying, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikma," so call to the way of your Lord, the path of your Lord, bil hikma, which is with wisdom. And then what we also have is in the Islamic tradition, litakunu shuhada ala nas, in order for you to be witnesses to the message of Islam to people. So what you have to do is also first the best dawah, the best way to call is through your behavior. So this is a very old understanding and still remains essential today, is that we need to deal with the new means, but the best way at the end of the day for the people to understand Islam will be through the understanding of every single Muslim woman and man and in her or his behavior. Wouldn't this be the starting point of all our discussion when it comes to, okay, we deal with new realities, but still the people, the first media, the first way of communicating is the way you behave.
Yeah, so in essence, each one of us is an emblem, a representation, an ummah, because that's what we are. We're referred to as being a walking ummah, spreading the message, because when they look at you, they look at Islam as a whole. Now, those actions, yes, the thing is, I think what people often mistake is taking care of yourself, taking care of your salah, your psalm, your fasting, your prayers. I don't think it stays within that, so I think there's two different sides to you. So you have your way of following the message and you have your way of spreading the message and they all come under you. But they often say, oh, I'll take care of myself first, which means I'll just take care of my prayers, but it's not. They come under an umbrella of both things under one thing.
But it's also in the way you deal with people, you serve the people, because you know that the best among you is the one who is the best to human beings. So you serve the people, you are contributing to a better life within the society. So it's also...
So you said use wisdom as a means, for example. And wisdom and being representation of the message doesn't necessarily... You can use the wisdom amongst the people. You channel their energy from what you're giving into them. And use that wisdom within the society that's around you to portray that message.
So that's good that we are coming to the old values and the traditional values. And now what you said, which is important, is if you want to reach the people now, you need to integrate into the way you deal with the world. So what would you say are the new means that you can use to translate an old principle into a new reality? What are the means that you are, for example, with your work within the campus at the university, you are using?
Within campus, we use a lot of... So we take what's going on around the people that interests them most and what affects their heart most, use that to spread the message. As an example, we're trying to establish the principles of Islamic economics as one means of doing this. So we're studying the works that we've received through scholars, through people who have come throughout history and have done works on Islamic economics. Though nothing has been severely concluded, we can take it and maybe present it on a front where people around us can understand. So the economic societies don't really know that there is an Islamic economic perspective. So if you can suddenly reach out to people who are interested in finance, interested in economics, suddenly they have a whole new world open to them. They didn't know that Islam actually had an economic system. But actually an economic system went all the way back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It goes right back to then. So, and it's been changed since then, and it's not that it's different, the principles remain. But the fact is that it's adapted to modern day society. So people have come and criticized Marxism, criticized capitalism within Islam. Why is it that we haven't used these channels to continue them?
But if I try to understand the principle, is you are trying to talk to the people about what they are interested in. So the people are interested in money. You speak about money.
As an example, or things that just affect them personally as well. So things that affect you is the economics of the country. So is an interest-based country, based on an interest rate system, is that the most beneficial thing for you? Now, everyone will always use your political vote to vote in your chancellor, to vote in your MP, to vote in everything because you want the best thing for you. Now, if you go and do that, then you want to know what the best thing out there is and if they are serving it. Now, is it possible that they've ignored some solutions? Is it possible that maybe we'll never establish in the West a non-interest-based system? Hmm. But is there maybe, for example, ways of establishing through macroeconomics, through microeconomics, ways that are more viable solutions? Maybe take out.
So if I listen to you, you are coming with new topics, new issues,
yeah.
And you try to make it clear that this issue, like yeah. economics, has to do with Islamic principles.
Yeah, let me give you an example. Besides humanities, for example, humanitarian work. So, for example, going through a blood donation drive or going through feeding homeless people. So things that don't appear Islamic. So if I look from the outset, you think, oh, I'm just trying to help people. I'm trying to help the humans. This is what we've been taught. You know, this is a human feeling that you see someone in need, you go help them. The same way, Islam has taught us the same thing. So through Islam, I have been taught that I feed you not for the sake of myself, but for the sake of Allah. And so I will come out and I will, for example, Feed the Homeless Project, where we come out onto the streets, we do a flash mob, and we come out and we bring clothes, we bring food, we try and help develop jobs. We come out every 3 weeks and they always ask us, oh, why are you doing this? And we're just like, this is the way we like to, because this is what we have been taught as Muslims, this is human. And Islam has come to say, by the way, it's for all humans, not for Muslims.
Hmm. But what is your message in this? Your message in this is, we are doing this because this is what Islam is teaching yeah. us to do.
So this is the message of Islam. So when you tell me there's videos of the Prophet coming out and everyone comes out in retaliation with violence, well, I'll tell you, actually, that's not what my religion taught me. My religion taught me that it's a man who came with all mercy and all love and peace. And so through that, I'm going to give you a rose, for example, on the street, which is one of the projects that were on London and across the world this year that went out in retaliation to the videos that came out that were, you know.
So, and what would be, because someone who is looking at you doing this could yeah. ask herself or himself, they say, what are you trying to do? What is your main objective?
My main objective is to show that my religion, my faith, my belief through the Almighty has shown me that Islam has every single solution. That there is, you can go through so many systems and you'll always find some flaws. Mm-hmm. But in Islam, there's yet to find a flaw.
And what would you say to someone saying, in fact, by doing this, what you try to do yeah. is to try to convert people? So is this the objective, is no. to present what Islam is? Is da'wah to present what Islam is?
Okay, yeah,
or is da'wah to try to convert people and to call them by trying to convert them and hoping that they will convert to
yeah,
Islam?
Yeah, that's an interesting point there. So is da'wah making people, converting them, preaching?
Hmm.
And
But take all the activities,
yeah.
all the activities that you have.
Yeah.
If you think about the objectives, if someone is asking you the question, what would be?
So I'll go back to what you said, and that's be a representation, shahadat, for the message.
Hmm.
I'm showing what the message is. If you like it, you'll come towards it. Most likely, you will like what I'm doing because this is the message.
Hmm.
This is what the people want. This is what the people strive for because it's the right thing to do. So that's what I believe Islam is. It's the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing.
Mm.
Okay, so if I'm doing the right thing, that means I'm showing Islam. So yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is basically maybe through showing the right, people come towards the right as opposed to telling them this is right and just telling them this is right without action.
Mm. Yes,
you
okay.
See? So that's, I'm not yeah. preaching to them. I'm not telling them this is right, so come and do this with me.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is right, and I know you can see it's right, so you're probably going to help me. And by the way, this is Islam, just yes. to let you know. Now, mm-hmm. you can form your opinion yes. now on it,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to have the same opinion that you had when you saw the news.
Yes.
When you saw
so
that.
So at least first is to act against the wrong perception of
yes.
Islam,
yeah.
to come with the true message,
exactly.
what Islam is all
exactly.
about. And then with this, it's up to you to decide.
Yeah,
so it's not of your business that they can convert or not.
Well, you're not supposed to force anyone into religion. No, la kraha fi din. There's no compulsion.
No, you're not
religion,
imposing, but for some people,
yeah.
what is said today, and this is why the people are scared. If you look at the surveys, for example, they're saying about Islam, why do people are scared of Islam? Because it's an expansionist religion. So the people are coming and they are presenting Islam, and what they hope is for the people to convert, and it's the fastest growing religion in the West, for example,
mm-hmm.
today. So if you are not clear about your intention.
Why are the Westerners so scared when they go out and they sell products and all they want is for their product to be sold worldwide?
No, I don't
know. As in their philosophy is flawed, you see what I mean? It's their philosophy that they're arguing against.
Yes, but it could be a philosophy in economic terms. Is it your philosophy in religious terms? Are you trying? And you gave the answer. In fact, your main point is the right perception of Islam and what is right, and then to let the people decide. Now, if I go further and I try to understand the new ways, do you think that we should be more creative? You are doing things that are completely new. It's just to present your presence as a positive one. You are just starting to just convey the message that this is a positive presence.
Yes.
What other means could be used to change the way we are dealing with presenting Islam to people?
So you have social media. How effective is it as a tool? Now, is social media enough, or is social media the one you need to use through something that you're doing? So an action maybe has to be presented outside social media, and then for it to be effective within social media. Because social media is a way of spreading something very fast. Now, if I just start spreading quotes, it might have a bit of an effect, but it's a lot more of an effect if they see something with their eyes, something actual, literal, going on. So, for example, we established the SOAS book club, which is, we're trying to increase literature throughout. We say that a person without literature in Islam is a jahil, so it's someone who is an infant. They don't have anything to serve, and it's not just literature of Islamic literature. No, this is worldwide literature, because you can learn from everything.
Knowledge per se.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when you see that, suddenly you're seeing, well, actually they're not those type of people who just stick to their own. No, they actually care about everything else. They do care about the arts. They do care about the humanities. They do care about the philosophers that have come, the politicians.
So it's also something that you are saying, which is interesting here. It's one way to change the perception of Islam is to show that Muslims don't only care about Islam, but they are interested in knowledge coming from other cultures, which is not always perceived as such. Is this something that you can feel on campus and the new, so to speak, Muslim students are now much more open to other ideas that can change also the perception that very often the Muslims are perceived as just being interested in Islam?
Yeah, I think perceptions are beginning to change a bit, but stereotypes remain. They do remain, and people do think that when they see the label Islam, they think that you're there to preach. And that's unfortunate, and that's, I think, because we, as our responsibility as humans, as you said right from the beginning, that we have responsibility to spread in the best way through our behavior. Now, is our behavior through spreading innovative, knowledgeable ways, through using our knowledge, using our wisdom, which again you touched on, to get the message in the best way possible in a society that needs to understand you and not just understand that you are an institutionalized religion, which has come across in the world because of the negative media. You need to change. The perceptions are changing slowly, but that's only going to be through our behavior, and then we need to recognize that.
Yes, that's fair enough. But you are on campuses and you are in educated Western and British Muslims. This is where we should expect something new to come in the way this perception of Islam is reformed, in the way we need to deal with the surrounding society. In your experience with what you are doing, do you see changes in the very question of this program, which is, should we go towards a reform? And if we should go, you are doing things, what else could be and should be done in the future to change? Because today, if you go and read the surveys and the statistics, it's very worrying. It's very worrying. And we still have something which is called Islamophobia, which is a new type of racism. If we want to change the perception, we want to get the right message, how and in which way we can deal with new means?
Okay, so as I said, it is changing slowly, but I think the way to change it, reform is good, because they're looking at it and they're saying, finally, you're coming in, you're amongst us. So you recognize that you live in this country, that you live in the West, that you are, from the same kind of country, from the same backgrounds. We've studied the same things. Why do you always differentiate yourselves? And no, we don't. We're not here to differentiate ourselves. We're here to live side by side. and and through, for example, getting into positions of power, through showing ourselves within the media, through showing becoming you know, well-known scholars in the fields of I want to call them Islamic because they are, because that is what Islam has come. They have it has come with science, it has come with philosophy. But unfortunately, we've separated the two, and we've said Islam is this, and we've said everything else is that. Now, if you go into in depth and within the Quran, everything on that side is inside there. So the fact that we're not living that side means that we're not being true to our Muslim self.
So in fact, in order to reform da'wah, we should also reform our own understanding of our religion.
Exactly.
Is this what you are doing with your organization?
We're trying. We're trying to go through the Quran and see why is it that it didn't just come down as a message of here is the book, believe in God. It was a book that came down in with philosophy, with scientific proof. It was a form of literature. It came down with so many different ways of showing that this book appeals to the whole world and it's flawless. Now, if you can present that in a way where it's not saying, without maybe, for example, you're basically using the principles of the Quran into your society, and then when asked how this has come and rooted from, people will eventually always find out that it goes back to that one source, and it does. That's the truth.
So it's coming back to the source of
Islam. The source will always be the Quran.
So what are you adding today in this understanding to make it efficient, quickly?
So understanding that core, understanding what Allah is, and then moving forward from there to see that Allah has presented you in a way where you should take these, add your own projects, add your own work, see what you study, for example, the people around you, take that and channel what you've learned into those fields. So, you know, if it's medicine that you study, then get into the medical fields and show the medicine through Islam, for example.
Thank you so much. I think that what we ended with, it's quite important, because you said something which is important. If we want to work for da'wah and spread the message, the first thing which is important is our understanding of our own religion, because very often we are separating things that are connected. So a better understanding of our religion could be a way to start the process. The second thing which is important is the old tradition saying, in fact, the best message of Islam will be the behavior of Muslims, which is also very important in the West. And the third, and this is exactly what you are doing with your organization and trying to find new ways, which is how the organization is organizing activities. You spoke about, you know, the giving blood, you said, you know, giving flowers to people, having a positive presence and to use all the means. And we were also talking about the social media and networking. This is something which is important. So and now with your conclusion, which means being faithful to traditions, that doesn't mean not to be creative as the means we are using in a new context with a new culture, and to be British and to be Europeans and to be Western Muslims, understanding the culture. So all this together is being creative while we remain faithful to the principles. This is the way new da'wah could be also something which we are dealing with. Thank you so much for that. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen. And here's the way to contact us.
Islam and Life welcomes your opinion. So please send us your suggestions as well as criticism on any of the shows you have seen or you would like to see. You can do all this by emailing us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also be part of our online platform by joining our Facebook page, Islam and Life on Press TV, where you can share your thoughts with other Islam and Life fans, engage with debate, and view past shows.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Hussein El-Hali. Thank you so much for your presence and your input. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.